The Teen's Guide to Personal Finance. Basic concepts in personal finance that every teen should know. Authors, Joshua Holmberg and David Brzee. Failing to plan is planning to fail. Success in most areas of life depends on having the right tools, knowing how to use them and developing the discipline to use them. Before you take a single step on your path to financial independence, you should understand where you want to go. On the journey to financial independence, you should ask yourself if you have the self-discipline to reach your goals, because you'll be faced with many difficult choices along the way. We guarantee that there are no ways to magically reach your destination, but if you make a good plan and stick to it, you'll get there. Setting goals. You may have a goal of going to a particular college or entertaining a certain field of work when you graduate. These are important milestones, and like other goals, they have financial implications. If you decide you're going to college, how much will it cost? Will you borrow money from your family? Will you work while you're in school? Where and how do you want to live? These are important short-term decisions you need to make. The farther in advance you can plan for these issues, the better off you will be, because you can start saving financial preparations right away. How can I start saving? Saving is difficult. Many people are actually frustrated and hopeless at not being able to save. It's no wonder why. First, considerable amounts of our paychecks are taken away from us through tax withholdings and other payroll deductions before we even touch it. Every moment of our lives, we are bombarded with advertisements to try and get to purchase certain kinds of foods, clothes, games, and other things. However, there are some strategies that can be very effective when used for your saving plans. By learning and applying the following concepts, you can gain control of your life. Pay yourself first. Pick an amount that you can realistically save and pay yourself that amount of money from every single paycheck. Put it in your savings account or sock it away in your retirement account, but don't spend it. Understanding the difference between needs and wants. Knowing the difference between needs and wants is important because it will help you make choices about your financial future. Imagine you're on a road trip and you only have $5 in your pocket. You need to buy $5 worth of gas to reach your final destination. But you also want to buy a snack. When you reach the gas station, what will you do? Budgeting. A budget provides an understanding of where our money comes from and where it goes. Not only will a budget inform you of where you are spending your money, but it will also help you allow to know how much money you have to spend over a certain time. Action plan. Time is your most valuable asset. This is a phrase that should always be on your mind. If you don't start saving now, when are you going to start? What should I do with my money? If you don't have a bank account yet, it's time to get one. There are several types of bank accounts available to you. Until you're 18, you need an adult sponsor to open an account for you. The account can be in your name and you can make transactions such as writing checks, making deposits, or using the ATM. Now let's review the types of checking accounts available so that you can make an educated decision on where to keep your money and how to successfully manage those accounts. A checking account is the most common account offered by traditional banking institutions. Basically, a checking account is a conduit for your income, expenditures, and savings. There are several different types of checking accounts. 1. Basic. A basic checking account is generally for little more than bill paying and daily expenses. Normally, there's no minimum balance required and money in the account doesn't earn interest. 2. Interest bearing. These accounts normally require the customer to keep a minimum balance in order to qualify for interest payments. Additionally, the interest rate may vary depending on the average monthly balance of the account. 3. Joint. A joint checking account can be for any variation of account options, with two or more people having equal access to the funds of the account. 4. Express. These accounts normally require the account holder to perform all banking transactions via the ATM, telephone, or internet. Express accounts generally have the lowest minimum balance requirements. 5. Lifeline. Lifeline checking accounts are designed for low-income consumers. They generally have a very low fees which are controlled by state law. 6. Senior or student. Many banks offer special checking account deals for students as well as individuals classified as seniors over 60 years of age. These special accounts are generally analogous to basic checking accounts, with decreased fees for the special classifications. 7. Money market. Although a money market account can be classified as a checking account, there are transaction limitations and high minimum balance requirements. How can I use a credit card wisely? In a society that is virtually saturated with advertisement, there is an ever-growing population of buyers that cannot say no and are unable to discern between wants and needs. Although convenient, credit cards can lead to disastrous spending patterns because every time you use your credit card, you are taking out a loan that must be repaid. So if you're going to use a credit card, it's imperative that you know how to use it wisely. We will give you some ideas for using your plastic wisely. 1. Be responsible with your credit card. 2. Carry only one credit card. 3. Budget your money before you spend with your credit card. And 4. Pay your credit card bill before the due date and pay your balance in full each month. Credit cards can offer you many conveniences with financial transactions and can help you build a personal credit record. But many people believe that credit cards are the single worst offender in leading to debt, credit, and overall financial problems for millions of people. Use your credit cards wisely and be responsible with your purchases. Investing versus saving. Investing is about making the money that you earned more valuable for you over time so that you can reach your financial goals. Investing has distinctly separate connotations from saving. Saving implies that you're accumulating a certain amount of something, like money. At some point, you can apply your savings to investments, but the money that you are saving is not necessarily an investment. The key difference between saving and investment is the rate of return. When you make an investment, you are hoping that when you sell or exit the investment, you will have more money than when you started. Get started now. Time is on your side, but the longer you wait, the less power of time will work for you. Whatever you can invest today has the potential to pay dividends in the future, leading you to financial freedom sooner.